Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta.
I'm Alana Wolf, and joining us today is Nancy Van Devender, who is an artist and a professor at Clark Atlanta University and Oxford College, Emory University. Nancy, I'd like for you to let us know a little bit about the type of work that you create, if you can sort of give a visual.
I guess a typical installation would be a room of wallpaper with maybe one wall of film, video, photography, and some type of reference to the stage being an element of performance in there.
Can you talk to me a little bit about your involvement in the Sex Drive show that was up in Pennsylvania, and another version of that will be appearing here in Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about what you created.
Well, the piece that I'm doing is actually a commission, and it's getting expanded for this version, but for the work in Pennsylvania, it was actually a collaborative with the students. It was a year-long study in the humanities division called Sex, State, and the Society. So these two students started sending me archives of, one, images that they associated with sex. So some were anatomical diagrams, some were pop culture images, and then some were graffiti from bathrooms around their campus. So all of that material went into the text, the background text, whereas the main subject of the wallpaper is, it ended up being called Did, Did Not, and If I Do, and it's different public figures who've misbehaved, say Bill Clinton in the blue dress. A personal look at how I think these images kind of filter into this whole notion of sexuality, but how the personal plays against the very public information that we have that maybe we shouldn't have.
So recently you were in a show in Detroit called Feast. Tell us a little bit about what was showing over there.
This piece was a dinner party, and it was called Truth or Dare. And Truth or Dare was based on this gumbo that I had been given by my mother that had made it. It was made right before Hurricane Katrina, and I ended up still having it. So I kept it thinking, oh, this is so special, and maybe the shrimp is more valuable because the waters are so polluted now. So this friend called me from Detroit, and she was putting this show together, and she knew that I had done some dinner parties in the past and as part of my practice, and I said, well, I have been trying to work this out. And, of course, she wanted the video of this dinner as the piece. So it actually turned out to be a fantastic project because, first off, it was more than anything for me, it was sort of like the project that happened at Clark, in feeling like what happens at the dinner table, what happens in the bedroom, are those moments that you really have a chance at changing someone's mind or having a real possibility for exchange of ideas, of thoughts, where you really say what you think. And I feel like that's, I've always looked at my practice as a stage, as a forum, but I've never known where that goes, whereas the dinner party, the sexuality, any of those intimate moments really I feel like have a greater potential for really changing someone's mind.
You can see Nancy Van Devender's work this fall at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center or enroll in one of her classes at Oxford or Clark Atlanta. Thanks for joining us, Nancy, and thanks for listening to Art Speak. See you next week.